Letter 31, Section 2. The Process of Self-Awareness. He wrote for Al-Hasan ibn Ali, his son, on his way back from Siffin. I advise you to fear Allah, O my child, to abide by His commands, and to fill your heart with remembrance of Him, and to cling to hope from Him. No connection is more reliable than the connection between you and Allah, provided you take hold of it and live in your heart with preaching. Heal it by renunciation, energize it with firm belief, enlighten it with wisdom. Humiliate it by recalling death, make it believe immortality, make it see the time and the severity of some changes during the nights and the days. Place before the events of past people. Recall to it what befell those who were before you, and walk among their cities and ruins. Then see what they did, and from what they have gone away, and where they have gone and stayed. You will find that they departed from their friends and remain in loneliness. Surely you too will be like one of them. Therefore, plan for your place of stay, and do not sell your next life with this world. Give up discussing what you do not know and speaking about what does not concern you. Keep off the track from which you fear to go astray, because refraining from moving when there is fear of staying is better than embarking on dangers.